You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's right, The Drive is live, and there it is. You hear Clint Sterner. And you can see him if you're on YouTube and Twitch. You can see myself as well. There is Tyler Milner holding it down. There he is, waving and doing his thing on YouTube and Twitch. Someone else texting in. I bet you gave her a case of the only special OG sauce is what you gave her. And an autograph on the top of that bad boy right there. I'll autograph every one of these bottles for you. Put that on whatever you want right there.
Hey. I mean, I'm pretty proud of myself. I didn't even think about that write-off deal until we sat down and I was
right
looking
there,
at him.
So
I was like, Lopez, yeah, he's writing this thing off now. I mean, he got him. I bet that's a $200 cooler at least, too. If he's comparing it to Yeti and saying one he likes better, it's at least a $200 cooler. Can't allow any kind of drippage that back here in that back of that D&M auto leasing car she drives. And, oh, yeah, there ain't no doubt, man. He's writing that joker off.
It was like the way you were talking it through, it felt like you got ideas.
I'm thinking very seriously about it. I mean, that is a hell of an idea.
Say that's an easy one.
That is a hell of an idea.
There it is. You got an idea right there, courtesy of Clint Sterner on The Drive.
I mean, I've always tried to figure out how to write things off. I mean, that's the way to do business ultimately. I've never thought as simple as, hey, man, slap old bumper sticker on that joker, there, man, and get it moving. It's advertising, baby.
Clint Sterner's Passing Academy, right?
See it right there, man.
Right, this sucker off. All right, appreciate you stopping in with us on a Monday, and hopefully you ride with us to have a good time, as there is a lot going on, obviously. First, happy Mother's Day, a little belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And for me, on the way to church yesterday, I was given a real Mother's Day talk from my wife, who said to me yesterday, is that a splinter you're trying to get?
Yeah,
loose?
It's a big old sucker,
good
isn't it?
God almighty. All right. Yeah, good thing. You better get some tweezers somewhere.
The splinter, though, is like when you find it, you can't let it. Like, I can't just.
Oh, yeah, hand you want to get it. You
sorry
get
about
that.
Thing. I didn't mean to.
I saw it, but yeah.
Tell me how Courtney set that ass straight this weekend.
Yeah, we're driving.
On the way to church,
on
too.
On the way to
she,
church.
She wanted your mind to be in the right spot.
She said everyone in the car want us to listen to this. The Royals are playing the Astros this week.
Hmm.
We're not making any bets. At all in this house. Nobody's making any bets. Nobody's going to make any
crazy. Fun.
That's where the blonde tips came from. Was that a year ago? I'll be damned.
Well, it was less than a year ago. Well, they played season, later in the season. But she said, yeah, no, that we're all agreeing to this. No crazy bets. Nobody's hair is getting. No,
I thought we were going to run it back.
Shaving heads. None of that. Nope.
I'd put blonde hair on the table again. I'd risk it.
No risk it, no biscuit.
I'm not putting blonde hair on the table.
Damn.
Not doing that. No.
Damn it, Courtney.
No, man, listen, hey, man. We did putting that on the table the last time they played. Let's just do it. I will be there for two out of the three ball games.
That's good thinking.
Oh, she came. Yeah, it must have been on her mind. It was Mother's Day, so I had to agree to it.
I mean, we got
really
at least.
Really disliked your blonde tips.
Yeah, that's true. But we got at least have a little something on the table when we're in the house for the game on Wednesday.
Now, listen, I mean, it's all right, man.
Are you going Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday. You going back-to-back days?
Yeah, yeah. The whole fam's going tomorrow.
I'm still trying to decide on Wednesday.
Well, hopefully I have better luck with my family than Lance McCullers did this weekend with his. Sorry, that was there for me. We'll get to that, whoever those yahoos are. But, no, yeah, no bets. So people texting in, nah, man, I'm not doing it. Told her, damn, would have put some money on them. I was open to put some money on the line too, Tyler. And, damn, sorry.
We'll revisit whenever Courtney's not around.
No, she's not around right now. Hands are tied. Sorry. Hands are tied. Damn it.
Damn.
Boy, I would have done it, too.
That's no fun.
You know, man, I'd have thrown 100 on the table. Now, 200. Now I just can't. Hands are tied. Promised her on Mother's Day.
Good 200. I don't think she was talking about the bets that involve money. I don't think
she said all that.
Court may be worried about a few things, but I don't think money's one of them.
Yeah, she better be. Got the floors coming. Got all that. No, we can't do that. But listen, they are taking on the Royals starting tonight, and it may have been a potential turning point this weekend, Clint. I know these guys have been swinging it a bit better, but obviously, we know the Altuve injury. That is something we're going to be watching all day, right? If he misses the lineup, what would this be, three straight games? If he's not in the lineup today, that's something to watch. That feels like a real retroactive IL stint, regardless of what Dana Brown says to us to make us feel like it's any different. 48 hours, he says he might be back. That sounds very similar to other things we've heard, you know, like Yordan Alvarez or anything else injury-wise over the last several years with the Astros. But Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz, guys that we have talked about, really, really had maybe what could be, Clint, a turning point series for them. As Christian Walker in that series, he goes 5-for-10, 2 walks. He was hit by a pitch, sacrifice flies in there. He had 5 RBIs in that series. And then Yiner Diaz right behind him, 5-for-13 with a walk. He hit a big homer, 5 RBIs as well over the weekend. They were on base, got hits in all of the games. Clint, those two guys are huge, especially we know Yordan is down at least for a bit. Also, weird conflicting reports on that, too. We'll figure out what that is. But they're out of the lineup. He's out of the lineup right now. Potentially Altuve. And just overall, they needed those guys anyway. That's a big series they had against a Reds team. I mean, they're not awful, but that's exactly what you need to see from those two guys in particular.
Absolutely, man. If the others, if the supporting cast, and I don't want to call Christian Walker another, but I mean the reality of it is he's not Yordan and he's not Altuve, and if all these guys can swing it well, and are swinging it well once Alvarez does get back, which again I hope those conflicting reports aren't too bad on a negative slide, but. Yeah, if those guys are swinging it well, man, it's going to be a game changer for the Astros. I think there's a real chance for the window, the World Series window, the locker room or the clubhouse with the amazing chemistry and what the Astros have been able to do more with less over the last 10 years. You keep that alive possibly if the others, but the others got to swing it well. To for him with Pena swinging it well, Yiner coming around is the big one.
Yeah, and I think for me it's because, you know, Jake has swung the bat well. We talked about it last week. Brendan Rodgers has had moments too. But, Clint, you kind of got to squint a little harder to make yourself believe those things are sustainable. Hell, even Jeremy Pena, I feel better about Jeremy Pena than, you know, Rodgers or Myers, that this is something that you can depend on throughout the year. But even with those guys, even with Pena, you gotta, you know, with his history, you kind of gotta squint a little. With Walker and Diaz, those are two guys, Clint, that you look at it and you feel like that can be sustainable. Yeah. We've watched, obviously, Christian Walker's career got him the contract here with the Astros. Clearly, we've seen him be a, you know, 30 home run guy, a big time run producer, over 100 RBIs. A year. We've seen that. We've seen Diaz the last 2 years finish third in the Silver Slugger Award for catchers last year. The year before, hit 20-plus bombs and be one of your big offensive threats, you know, in a part-time role the year before. Those guys feel sustainable, and that, I think it's a different feel than you feel with Jake. Like Jake, you're like, man, how long are you gonna ride this out?
Right.
Man, are you still doing it? You there is maybe they're not Yordan or Altuve, but there's an expectation from Christian Walker and Diaz that they're gonna be guys that you can depend on offensively. And
absolutely.
Not, like those guys, you weren't getting nothing from them.
It's not expectations that you can depend on, it's gotta have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when you're talking Pena, Walker, Paredes, and Yainer Diaz, I mean, those you're just not, you know, Altuve and Alvarez can't carry the entire crew. It's a bonus for Jake and Brendan and all those guys to contribute. Hopefully one day Jake works his way into being something that you can actually depend on.
Yeah, that you feel like, all right, I know what I'm on.
Yeah. I mean, right now, the four you mentioned, though, are definitely gotta haves. I mean, they've got to swing it well. They've got to put up numbers that they've put up before, if not better. And we've seen Pena doing that. Paredes is in the middle of doing it. He's been good all year long. Now all of a sudden Walker and Yainer come around, then it's a good sign. And like you said, it was a good series for them. We'll see if they can keep this thing rolling.
Yeah. So big for them as they need that as they roll into the Royals coming up over the next 3 days, and then a big series with the Rangers following that. By the way, we talked about it a little bit. The Lance McCullers situation, I just can't even understand. If you are not aware, Lance had a god-awful performance Saturday night. Was able to record one out before he had to come out of the game because the Reds were just all over him from the entire time he was in there. But that sure as hell don't give no damn reason for nobody to be getting no death threats over performance, anything, right? Like that makes – I can't even think about – and I've been a sports fan since I can remember. I can't think of nothing on it or off it that's made me say, well, I'm going to do this to this person. I'm going to call it – like even angry even in the ballpark of it.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to show up and fight somebody, right? I mean, I wanted to give Roy Williams a piece of my mind when he decided to leave Kansas to go to North Carolina, but I sure as hell didn't want to take him out or his family out or even think to even put that on his mind. Here's Lance McCullers responding to that situation over the weekend. Tough performance, but then completely overboard with how some people react.
It's been a tough evening. I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with. So just as a father, I think I there have been many threats over the years aimed at me mostly, and I think actually one or two people have from other issues around baseball actually had to go to jail for things like that. But I think bringing kids into the equation, threatening to, find them, or next time they see us in public, they're going to stab my kids to death, things like that, is tough to hear.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah.
Trash human beings, man.
Ooh,
Trash human beings.
I'm so glad you stepped in, Tyler. I don't know if you knew it. I didn't.
I saw your face.
I didn't have the words yet. I didn't have. No, honestly, like you are, and I feel bad for him. Obviously, his wife. I don't know how much his kids know about this, but his wife. That's got to be driving her crazy. But also for the city because. It's not fair, and I hope this isn't the case, but I would imagine it's probably going through. Hell, they may not even look at Houston the same. There may be, obviously, it's just one idiot or however many idiots, but their head may be on a swivel. That's something that you don't get out of your mind. And for one dumbass person to come out there and do something like that over a damn game, I don't care if he gave up 26 runs. I don't care how many runs he gave up. I don't care. It's for you to even get to that place. Ooh,
yeah.
Boy, it's just.
For starters, let's not bunch all of Houston or all of Astros fans into this coward that would do something like that. It's bad enough. I mean, it's cowardly to even go at the man himself when he's out there putting it on the line and playing a sport. But when you go at somebody's kids, somebody's wife off the field. You're the most coward of all cowards out there. I mean, it's just, I don't know. The point here, I think the big thing here is it should be investigated. It should be pursued and they shouldn't accept.
Police were involved.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the HPD got involved and Major League Baseball is involved. And what you spoke of, Ron, is exactly why. This should be pursued to the fullest. Because here's the deal. Whoever did it, whatever coward out there did it, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if it was on social media. I don't know how it all happened. But that person should come forward and say, hey, man, that was stupid. I'm just a fan. I shouldn't have said what I said. Obviously, I wasn't being serious. They should be able to find him. Whether he comes forward and does that or they find him, either way it goes, what you said is the important part. For Lance and his wife and his kids to go about their life moving forward and not be looking over their shoulder, not worry about a crazy fan. In today's world, the only thing that would keep them from having to look over their shoulders if you find the guy that did it or the people that did it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.